Brian and Jarrett. Brian and Jarrett.
And welcome to another episode of Brian and Jarrett Talking.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Christmas was our last one.
It's been...
Oh, shit.
It's like 6 months, almost.
And who knows when this is going to go out.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
Could be Christmas again.
Yeah. I believe last time we were on, we were promising again something we didn't do. We were going to do a commentary for Home Alone.
Yeah.
Again.
Maybe next Christmas.
Maybe next Christmas. Maybe we should do it now.
Yeah.
In preparation. But it has been a long time. We just count that off. Let's just say that's series one.
Yeah.
Series two.
Though we jokingly, we sort of came back from your holiday and said it was series two, but that was series one.
Yep.
That was the 2013 episodes. Now we're in 2014.
And for anyone who's wondered what has actually been happening to us, nothing.
Yeah, laziness.
Utter laziness on both our parts, really.
Disregard for anyone who listens to the podcast.
Yep.
Although I must say, longtime fan, good fan of the show, Andy, mm-hmm. our good friend, he calls me up every now and then and tells me we got to make more episodes. And the last time he called me up, he said he should get a producer's credit because he thinks he's made it happen. Because he said, you better get back in the studio. So producer's credit to Andy for this episode.
Well, hey, put it out to Andy. If he wants to organize us, organize a recording time,
if he's
hook us
equipment.
Up with some gear, instead of me having to borrow it from work.
to record this filth.
Yeah, go for it. But so what have you been up to? What's been happening? We actually haven't seen each other much.
Yeah, past couple of months. I've seen you three times this year, maybe.
Yeah, I was actually talking about that with Kayla. Because we went to that comedy thing a couple of months back, maybe a month or so back, went to a comedy night, stand-up night. And before then, probably a couple of little friends gatherings.
Yeah, birthdays.
We haven't been doing a whole lot together, really. What have you been, what's happening?
All the usual stuff when I'm not seeing you.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing other friends, family.
Better
family
friends.
The karaoke that you're not such a big fan of.
How often do you do that?
I went last week. Not often enough. Whenever we do it, we always say we got to do this more. I went last week. I thought, because I'd spoken, I said you should come sometime, you'd like it. Listening to all the songs we did, I'm like, Brian would fucking hate this.
What did you do?
Not specifically me, but songs that were big on the night. S Club 7's Don't Stop, Never Give Up.
Yep.
Steps 5, 6, 7, 8. Spice Girl Stop comes up every time.
So basically all
90s, all early 2000s
boy,
pop.
Girl band, mixed boy, girl bands from the mid to late 90s come out.
To the early 2000s.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
No.
That sounds... Because I think, we've talked about it before, but I think if I went out with a bunch of people I didn't know, it would be so much less enjoyable. Like, I already am sort of on the border, on the fence when it comes to how enjoyable karaoke is.
Yeah.
And it's almost entirely dependent on how much I've had to drink.
Mm.
So, yeah, I don't, yeah.
Yeah, understandable.
Good call in not inviting me out to those, I guess.
You wouldn't come anyway, though.
You're right. Yeah. Although I might have felt a small, I would have felt guilty for not coming. I wouldn't have came, but I would have felt bad about it. Yeah.
That matters.
Yeah.
It's the thought of guilt that counts.
So, what have I been doing? Not a whole lot. Working.
Yeah.
Working. And we're actually in the Brian bedroom studio for anyone who wants to have a little,
if they want to close their eyes and imagine they're with us.
Yep. But the studio will be not here for too much longer.
Why not? You're moving out.
We're moving out.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So Kayla and I, in an attempt to save any kind of money, which is near impossible for what we both do in the current rental market here in Sydney.
Thank you, Prime Minister Abbott. I'll say it.
Yeah, entirely his fault. Oh, yeah, he's Prime Minister. We haven't even talked about that much, have we? I'll be here for about another month. We'll be here for about another month, and then we've been lucky enough to score a room at... at Kayla's nan's house.
So on the next podcast, Kayla's nan could very well be a guest.
Special guest, yeah. With our good mate Dan. Four of us in the room. I don't even think Nan would know what a podcast is.
She'll find out. Yeah. I think she'd kill it.
Yep. Yeah. Her hearing isn't all there, but...
I've never met her before and she kissed me and said, hi, I'm Nan.
There you go.
She's more than my own Nan gives me.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's happening and...
For all those who are wondering
yeah.
what Brian's living situation was going to be like in the next month.
There are house rules.
Yeah.
Have I told you about these?
No.
Okay, so Nan has laid out some rules via Kayla's mother, Janelle. So, again, she didn't say this directly to us, which makes me think it's all the more serious.
Yeah.
Rather, if you're hearing it secondhand, you mean like they're not joking.
It's like, well, Brian and Kayla better not.
Yeah. So, first rule, which I think is pretty fair, no nudity.
Okay, of
course. So, she doesn't want to see us walking around. Not that we do it anyway.
Yeah, that's just common sense, though, if you're in someone else's house.
Yeah. I think maybe it's just like, you know, a sneaky walk from the bedroom to the shower or something like that.
And no, she means nudity, not undies or... Even though undies, you'd still wear... Yeah. You still wouldn't just walk around in your undies.
Although, I think there might be... And you can probably guess by the next two rules what it's leading to. I think it's more than just the walking to the shower.
The door stays closed.
Second rule is... No sexy lingerie.
Okay.
In the house. Or...
Like laying about.
I think she means don't wear it. Again, this is probably something we'll have to discuss once we move in.
It's not something you want to discuss with your girlfriend's Nan about what constitutes sexy lingerie.
I don't know what Nan thinks.
Oh,
two 27-year-olds who've been together for as long as Kayla and I have get up to. But I don't think it's a... Look, I can say this safely. It's not a regular occurrence that we'll just be hanging in sexy lingerie.
It would be different if she was like, you know, no whips, no leather.
Well, you haven't heard rule three yet. and rule three, which I figured if she'd just come out of the blocks with this one straight up, the other two would probably take care of themselves. So rule number three is... celibacy.
No.
No sex in the house.
Okay. Is she being realistic? Do you think she believes that that will be the case, or is she just saying it because she thinks, I'll say it, we can... she's obviously not going to hear it.
It could be...
I didn't mean that to offend your skills. She's obviously not going to hear it.
It could be an issue of don't ask, don't tell.
Yep.
So kind of like, but... To be completely honest, I think she's a traditional lady. Mm. And to be fair, if I was living with my granddaughter and her boyfriend, I wouldn't want to hear him fucking either.
Imagine if you go there and you're in two separate rooms, or there's just two beds in the one room, the old sitcoms.
That was the case in that room. And like when I think we've stayed over there once or twice, there is separate beds.
Ah.
But we're going to take our bed there because that's insane to expect that.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, and I guess it's not going to be a problem because, of course, Kayla and I aren't married, so.
So it's not like we don't do that anyway.
Yeah, so I'll keep you updated on that.
Yeah, this is going to be one of those things which is a long running.
Although
notes from Nana.
Yeah, although to give you some context, the last couple of times I've been round to Nan's house, I've rang her doorbell several times to no avail, so she doesn't come. I've banged on the door, nothing, and it's not until I've actually called her house phone that she's realised I've been out the front. So
maybe she doesn't want to let you in. She's closed the blinds and turned the lights off. She's like, oh, fuck, he's called my phone.
I'm approaching the door and I just hear, I see her duck.
Yeah.
And lay down. But, yeah, so, you know, I'll keep you updated. So, again, like I said before, she mentioned all these rules to Kayla's mum. When I did see her the other week, she did mention to me that there will be no sexy parties. As well.
No sexy parties.
I think it was very... She said it very... Like, with no irony.
No sexy parties.
I think that was her way of saying, like, you guys don't have sex.
Do you think she thinks that you're already doing it?
I think she would be kidding herself if she thought anyone who'd been... Okay, for anyone who doesn't know, any listeners, me and Kayla have been going out for... this November, it'll be 10 years. Mm. So I think she could be completely naive, though. Mm. She could be like, yeah, maybe they haven't, and I don't want to ask to find out if they have. So it could be, again, it could just be her sort of closing her eyes and blocking her ears and pretending.
You could probably get, if you ask Kayla's mum about what Nan's views are, Kayla's mum would have a good idea about whether Nan was serious
That's
or
true.
What she knew.
That's true.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. So
then again, who knows what Kayla's mum thinks?
Yeah.
Have you stayed over their place and get rules?
Oh, yeah.
Indirectly.
Like, yeah, Kayla's mum was always very cool. Like, we would, even within our first year of going out, I could stay over and we could sleep in the same bed and everything like that. She was very cool about that sort of stuff. But, yeah. I mean, the same rules would obviously have to apply to Nan. So
her house. Her house, her rules.
I guess, but...
She can wear all the sexy lingerie she wants.
If I catch her throwing one sexy party... She's in deep trouble.
You should put it to her. You should say, now, Nan, I agree with your rules, but obviously it's a two-way street.
Yeah.
Just to get a reaction.
And she goes, don't be fucking stupid, Brian. I can have as many sexy parties as I want.
Because you know what you're moving into.
Yeah.
Sexy party central.
So the idea is that we'll be there for who knows however long, but basically enough that we can save up some money and get something, live somewhere else.
Well, at least there won't be any pregnancy news. Anytime soon.
That's true.
With no sexy parties.
Yeah, exactly. What happens at a sexy party?
I don't know. I just imagine I'd apologize a lot.
It's like an orgy?
I think so.
I guess.
I imagine it's like a party. It's one room where in one corner there's, you know, someone wearing like a suit or a tuxedo sipping a martini. Mm-hmm. In the other corner there's a woman getting double banged. Like, and it's everything in between. That's the spectrum.
Okay, so it's in one corner, absolute class,
yep.
And the other corner, absolute depravity.
Yeah, and it's like Burning Man of sex in one small
yep.
warehouse.
Yep.
Not even a warehouse, like a large open space living area.
Yep. I actually spoke to some friends recently who had gone to Burning Man, and they were explaining, because I was talking about potentially going to the States this year and doing a little trip, and they were like, oh, yeah, we want to go to Burning Man again. I was like, oh, yeah, like I kind of roughly know what that is. Tell me about it. It sounds really unappealing.
See, I actually quite like the sound of it. And for the record, that was a very smooth segue. A very smooth, natural segue, which could have sounded very planned.
However, by you making a point of that, it's completely disrupted the fluidity of that conversation.
It was brilliant.
It was good.
But no, Burning Man, I can understand how it wouldn't appeal to people. My understanding of it, explain. My understanding is it's like a week-long-ish... thing where everyone just goes to the desert, artistic exhibition and nature and natural stuff and get your tits out, music and drugs, and there's no economy there. Like, there's no cash.
Yeah, there's like, it's like a barter system, basically. Yeah. Or the way it was described to me is sort of like you can never really say no to anyone.
Mm.
As in, like, if someone's like
Rolf Harris books his tickets.
If someone's cooking a barbecue and you rock up and be like, oh, hey guys, how's it going? They supply you with some stuff. In the same way, if you're sitting around having some drinks with friends and some people come and join your group,
yeah.
you give them some beers or whatever you're drinking, and it's kind of like
there would be so many mooches there.
Oh, exactly, yeah. And that's like I'm constantly skeptical of people. So yeah. I don't know if that's the best environment for me, but yeah, they described it as if, like, it is in the desert, and it's miles, it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And, like, the wait to get in took forever, the wait to get out took forever, there's no showers, I think, like, there are some people who are, like, veterans of it and go in and set up their own systems and have, like, this really, really, like, kick-ass setup and are experienced enough to know what you need there and how you can get by and be comfortable. But these two guys were like in a camper van or something like that, and it was by the morning. It was just boiling hot. You couldn't really get a good sleep past, you know, whatever time, 8 o'clock, and then you sort of party all night, and it's like, imagine you have an incredible hangover, but you can't take a shower, you're covered in dust from being out in the middle of the desert, it's boiling at night, boiling the day, freezing cold at night, and I guess you would just have to take a lot of drugs to get by.
Yeah, and I don't know if you would need to bounce back with
continuing to like party through it or something like that.
Well, I think
like
either next year or the year after, there's going to be a total solar eclipse, like either during that week or a few days before. So that's going to be a huge event, like go for the solar eclipse in the desert and then Burning Man in the next few days. I mean, it's one of those things where you get out of it, what, if that's the kind of thing you'd appreciate. It's like going camping and stuff. Some people don't want to deal with putting up a fucking tent and shitting in a hole.
Yeah, true. I mean, I've been to the most I've ever been to is like a 3-day festival at Splendor in the Grass years back. And that was completely fine. But I also had access to like, there's also like, there's no food outlets there. You have to bring everything with you. Yeah. You have to bring all the water with you that you want for the week.
Mm. And you take everything with you. You leave no trace behind, supposedly.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there is even wackier sides of things. Like maybe even the kind of you can't say no attitude could be pushed into like sort of weird sexual parts as well. Like you could enter a tent.
Sexy parties.
Hey, there we go.
If that Nan would not do well at Burning Man. She got too many rules.
Maybe she's been and was burned by it before and it's like, no, I'm not having that here.
She was burned by Burning Man.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's an entirely appealing thing to me. I think it would be like, look, I'm going to go for 3 days and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, because I mean, apparently it's getting quite expensive now too. And that's one of the criticisms, is becoming too commercialized and away from the original meaning of Burning Man and whatever. All the hippies are complaining.
Yep. Is that where it originated from? It sounds
I think
like
it started like it's quite the hippie thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, oh, are there bands playing there? And they're like, oh, sometimes people show up. They said like they hopped on a bus once with like Carl Cox DJing on it. And they were just like tearing around the desert in this bus that had, I think it was built like a exoskeleton of a shark or something like that.
Yeah. See, from the pictures, there's stuff where it looks amazing, but you sort of have to put in that effort to get the shit out of it. Like people will build whole structures and their own, you know, clubs in the desert.
Yeah.
It's like with any sort of big festival, I think. Like when you see the effort people put in on things like Mardi Gras, they'll build like a huge float with, you know, a giant fucking Tony Abbott or something. Mm. And other people just do Mardi Gras wearing a t-shirt and, you know, you get out of it what you put into it.
True.
I think. And if it's your kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of segues, we did well for a little while there and we just died in the arse at the end of that conversation.
Wasn't that bad. The conversation just ended.
You got something anything to talk about?
Justin Bieber's been in trouble lately.
Oh, yeah.
Been saying the N-word a bit.
A bit?
Yeah, and by the
as in
N,
more than
the
once?
The N-word I'm talking about, of course, is nigger.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a...
well, you're it's in quotations.
Of course.
It's like if in an essay, if I remember at school, you could write
if
fuck
if you
wanted to. If it's
Huckleberry
a quote.
Finn, you can say nigger.
Yeah, and if you were, exactly.
He got in trouble because a video came out of him from like 5 years ago telling a racist joke. There were two racist jokes actually, and then
wait, 5 years. How old was he then?
I don't know how old he is now.
He's like 18 he or was something, a child. Isn't he?
No, I thought he was like 21.
Oh, okay.
But it was like...
No,
he
really?
Was...
I swear I remember like Bieber was just releasing his first single like 5 years ago.
I don't know.
Can you talk while I look this up?
Yeah, sure.
Was his first single that baby song?
Yeah, but he sort of got big on YouTube before that.
Okay.
But yeah, a video came out of him about 5 years ago, and he was a child in the video. He was very young, just telling one of the classic, like, black people jokes.
The classic.
Well, like, you know, all the ones you hear where they're not really funny. It's just like when you're 15 or 16, you go, ha ha.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the stereotype.
Yep.
He told a couple of them in a video and got a lot of flack for it. And he said, you know, I'm sorry, when I was younger, I didn't realize that, you know, these words have power and meaning, blah, blah, blah. And then his people release a video of him a few days later of him singing a song with, it's like, there's going to be one less nigger if I shoot you or something like that.
Wait.
And he's
laughing. What do you mean his people?
Apparently they, like, he's the team Bieber.
Yeah.
The camp, the Bieber camp, because apparently he'd been blackmailed a bit or something. There'd been blackmail attempts because someone had this video and they said, we're going to release it and say that it was used in the past. It's no big deal. You know, we've moved past it. But that's only happened in like the past couple of days.
Was it accidentally released?
No, they released it. They were like, we're putting this out there just to kind of, I don't know.
Wait, sorry, just let me get this straight. A video was released of him back in the day telling a racist joke.
Yeah.
That's recently come to light. He's apologized for that and then decided it's a good idea to show him doing that again in more recent times?
No, it was still sort of older. It was still back in the day, the other one. I think they were just kind of like, look, we said sorry, there's also this, and it's the same situation.
There's also this. There's also him murdering a prostitute, by the way.
But it's Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
I mean, who gives a shit?
Oh, I don't give a shit.
I hope that... but the thing is as well, he's big with, like, the Black Stars. That baby song had what's his name in it. I don't want to name one because I'm going to...
It was Usher.
I was thinking Usher.
Oh, sorry. It was... Just as I said that, the wiki page loaded. It was Ludacris.
Ludacris.
But Usher, I think, was in the clip. Oh. I think he was in the film clip. I'm sure of it.
Do you get those two confused often?
No. No, I know my rappers.
Yeah?
Not that Usher's really a rapper, but... Mm.
Okay. But he's black, so you're saying because he's black, you're just going to lump him in with other rappers.
So, to answer the question I asked before, Baby, which was his first real hit, I guess. It was his first time he cracked the top five on the Billboard charts in the US, was in 2010. So okay, that was four years ago.
How old was he then?
Yeah, that's right. I was supposed to find out how old he was. I thought he was like 13 or something when that happened. He is...
I'm guessing he'd be 21, 22.
He's 20.
Okay.
So he was 16. I thought he was a lot younger. I remember seeing it and being like, oh, wait, this guy's a kid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you're our age 4 years ago, anyone sort of 16 is going to look like a kid.
True.
And all the jokes, or Justin Bieber's just this tiny little child.
Right.
And the jokes are still there. It's still there.
Yeah, so didn't he give up? Did he retire?
No.
I swear there was something about him retiring from music a little while back.
Yeah, I don't know if that would turn out to be a joke.
Because remember he came out to Australia and got caught for graffitiing in the Gold Coast or something? Yeah. And like they made
him clean it up
and he was acting like a little prick. I thought he... How much... Okay, make a prediction.
Mm-hmm.
How much longer... before Bieber stops really making music and...
Gets into trouble?
Like either that or...
The Macaulay Culkin route?
Yeah, either sort of descends into drugs, alcohol, sort of taking the Lindsay Lohan trajectory.
I think it's happening. I think it's starting now.
But
he's on the way.
Or he sort of... he peaks, or him, some would say he probably has already, and does the all the hosts of X Factor, Australian Idol route, and just like cashes in. It's like, I'm not really making music anymore.
No, because he seems like, because he does seem like a little shit. I don't think he'd have it in him to actually go through with being one of those judge types.
Yeah,
like Kyle Sanderlands. He was on X Factor, but then he quit after a year or two and said it was too much work. Because he's a
dickhead?
Yeah, but I mean, he's like one of these, high maintenance person.
Okay.
And I don't think he has the sense to kind of just put all that aside and be like, okay, let's make an easy payday. Justin Bieber's on his way to the Lindsay Lohan drug story.
Okay, so how long until he's there?
Well, he's only 20. 2 years, tops. Yes. I don't know. Things happen fast these days, though, don't they?
It's true. Well, that's kind of what I'm getting at. It's like he started so early.
Mm.
So, like, who's a modern-day pop star that has had either a continual upward career sort of trajectory or has... I don't know, has yet to sort of falter on an album release or in their personal life or whatever. It seems like the cycle of sort of rising to becoming one of the most relevant pop stars to then sort of either just kind of being just another pop star.
Yeah.
Just happens within about a 5-year cycle, if not earlier.
Well, I think at the moment, Miley Cyrus has sort of just peaked and she's about to either, I don't know, she's going to do something.
Yeah.
Because she's already done the whole twerking on some old dude.
That is the peak.
Yeah. But she's going to have to, I don't know, get her tits out. And she did get her tits out in that bloody Wrecking Ball video.
Yeah, but she didn't get them out, did she?
Yeah, but she was naked, straddling a wrecking ball and sucking on a sledgehammer.
Yep.
Like, how do you top that?
True.
In a music video.
But again, you could even argue that she's sort of, oh, I guess she's had like a Bieber-esque career where she was a child star and then sort of became a like an adult in a way and then had her sort of overly sexualized sort of awakening or whatever and was very, what's the word I'm looking for, controversial and that sort of stuff.
But it's just trying too hard to be controversial. And not even just trying too hard, it's transparent.
Mm.
Like back in the day when Madonna or Cyndi Lauper would do whatever, you'd be like, ooh, look at them. And then, you know, Madonna and the Britney kiss each other at the award show and you go, yeah, you know, it's a moment. But but with Miley Cyrus, it just seems so like blatant and, you know, how is this working? And it only works because the people do lap it up.
Yeah.
Like pigs in a trough.
Yep. Have you ever seen that, the sex book that Madonna did?
I haven't seen the actual book. I've seen some pictures from it.
Yep. With Rodman? Is it Dennis Rodman?
I think so.
And what's his name?
She features a lot of black guys in her videos.
Mm-hmm.
In Like a Prayer, there's Black Jesus.
Yeah.
There's that one. Oh, there's another one. She has a thing for black guys, I'm sure of it.
You mean...
Jungle Fever?
No, is no, no. I'm trying to ask, like, I'm trying to get at, is it...
There's nothing wrong with that.
But would it be an issue if she was black? And would you be like, oh, we've got a lot of black people in
no,
the video?
No, I'm, like, I'm just saying she's got a, you know, taste for dark chocolate. No, what I mean is it's... And she's never married a black man, I don't think. She was with Sean Penn. And then that other one.
Did they get married?
Yeah, I think they were married for a couple of years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Whoa.
When was that?
I don't know. 1988, I'm guessing.
Why not?
But yeah, she's consciously put a bunch of...
dicks in her mouth.
Black ones too.
Yeah, yeah. How did we even get here? Bieber.
You brought up Madonna.
Oh, no, yeah, yeah, Bieber was being racist. Yeah, fuck it. Like, yeah. Why not?
And then you have to come out at those times and do the whole token apology.
Yeah. Like,
did you hear Seth Rogen recently got in trouble?
No.
Oh, he was walking on the streets in Hollywood and there's a photographer, paparazzo, you know, photos, questions. And at the end of it, Seth Rogen says, suck my dick, you faggot. And so, of course, you know, you can't be caught saying faggot.
What was the what was his demeanor when he said it?
It was, from memory, it was like, hey, suck my dick, you faggot.
Right.
And I saw a clip of him on Jimmy Fallon show, The Tonight Show.
Mm-hmm.
And he does the whole, oh, is there something I got to say? And he gets all emotional.
No.
He's like, no, I said a word. And they always use the same excuse. They always go, I wanted to offend him. I wanted to say a word which would be so offensive to him.
Yeah.
And this word is grotesque and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, come on. You said it. Just say you said it.
Like, I get it. I get it that you need, that they have to do this.
Yeah.
But, like, I think you'd be hard-pressed for anyone to... A, think that Seth Rogen would actually mean that.
Yeah.
And like, he's done a... He did a recreation of the Kanye film clip where he's, like, essentially riding James Franco without, like, completely naked. Like, it's... like, there's no... He's not... he's not homophobic.
Yeah.
And you could make that argument without having to go on Fallon or whatever and make that statement. But I get you have to do that.
Yeah.
And did Alec Baldwin ever...
When he called a photographer a faggot, it must be something about photographers as well. They must just fucking annoy the shit out of these celebrities.
Yeah.
And make them go this way, even though Alec Baldwin has a bit of a history. But Alec Baldwin called a dude a faggot, and in defending himself, he said that he actually called him a fathead.
Come on, Alec. Come on, you're not fooling anyone with that.
But, what do you expect more? Head. Someone at least trying to cover for it, go, I called him a fathead, or someone just doing the stereotypical.
That's almost more offensive in that that's just a terrible insult.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not offended by... Yeah, I'm offended that not only you said faggot, but you tried to insult my intelligence by saying you said fathead.
Yeah.
However...
Alec Baldwin has, in that... What's that shitty musical movie, Rock of Ages, made out with Russell Brand in it.
Yeah. Well, who wouldn't, though?
That's true.
Fred Phelps would make out with Russell Brand.
Is he dead?
Yeah, he died.
Yeah.
Mr. God Hates Fags, anyone who's not keeping score.
Yeah, the Westboro Baptist head guy. Is the daughter now, like, the head of the...
Well, they excommunicated him before he died.
Oh.
Because, I think this is what I read. They, because they would say that they're going to live forever until Jesus comes back. So when he's on his deathbed, they're right. Like, well, you're out, mate, because you're clearly going to die. And then there was a lot of uproar on the internet, people saying, well, we should pick at his funeral. And there were two sides to it saying, you know, don't...
As in the internet saying we should pick at his funeral.
Yeah, yeah, you know, gay people and activists and whatever. Yeah. And some people were saying, you know, give them a taste of their own medicine. Some saying don't lower yourself to that level.
Yeah.
But then the Westboro Baptist Church, in beautiful trolling, the way they are so good at, came out with a statement just asking for people to respect their privacy at this point, which made people like, how dare you?
Yeah.
I mean, they're number one trolls.
Yeah, they're good at it.
They're not even good at it. It's just it's so easy to do. Like, your mouthpiece go, like Heath Ledger dies. They go, we're going to pick at his funeral. And they don't do it. They just say they're going
to
do it.
Yeah. Like, it's not hard. Very easy for them to get people to...
It's not hard to say, you know, God loves dead soldiers.
Yeah.
It's lazy trolling, but it's effective.
So what's the daughter? I can't remember.
Shirley?
Is she the head honcho now?
I don't know. I haven't looked into it. I think there was a bit of a power struggle between some of the brothers.
Yeah. Should make a reality show out of that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Who wants to, it's gotta be.
Who wants to rule the Westboro Baptist Church? Yeah, have you seen the Louis documentaries, the Louis Theroux documentaries on, there's two of them. There's one where he visits them probably like maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and there's one where he follows it up a couple of years later. And they're just nutbags.
In the first one, they're pretty crazy. But in the second one, they're fucking insane. I think my dad only saw the first one, and he spoke to me the next day. He's like, have you seen that Westboro church? I go, yeah. He goes, they're fucking insane.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're just nuts.
Yeah. What I think I've worked out what the most unsettling kind of crazy thing is they don't get kind of angry. They kind of smile. Like, especially if you watch this Louis Theroux documentary that he did on them, it's the way he'll be in a discussion trying to sort of refute some of their ideas and engage them in a discussion and try to get them to kind of validate what their points are, which is obviously very hard to do because their ideas are crazy.
Yeah.
But the way that they argue is they're like smiling but saying this horrible stuff. It's really unsettling. It's kind of like, it's what you would expect from someone who is mentally unstable.
Well, I mean, that's as well how they roll people up. Like, if someone's just smiling, being happy with you, being like, yeah, you're going to hell because, you know, God loves dead soldiers and it's, you know, blah, blah. It just is more unsettling because then people say, like, you're clearly a fucking nutcase.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess, like, the further it goes along, like, they do have to keep ramping it up because people get so immune to what they're saying that it's not going to be news anymore, so they will have to ramp it up and do something insane to kind of continue to get media and coverage
or
whatever.
And I think it's groups like that where they kind of turn more people, make people more sympathetic to the other side. Yeah. Like, there might be, you know, some Christian people out there in the US and the Bible Belt who think, you know, being gay is a sin or whatever. They might hear the Westboro Baptist Church and think, well, you know, don't judge. Sure, that's their choice, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Let them be gay, but, you know, it's not for me. And so I think it kind of does have that effect.
Yep. And sorry, go on.
I was going to say, I actually ran into some Christians in the city last week. Some preaching, you know, on the street.
People
coming out of church. Like, hello, sir. Yeah. Hello, gentlemen. And they were handing out the literature.
Yep.
And I was.
Is that happening less and less? I haven't seen that in a while.
Every now and then when I'm in the city on a Saturday, I see it.
Okay.
And I was with my brother and we were in the city to go shopping and there was a rally on and for whatever, Medicare costs.
Yep.
And I said to my brother, I'm like, oh, you know, you really like the rallies because people shout out and make chants and shit and it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we saw the Christians there before we had our bus and he said, oh, let's go over and see them. And they were handing out their literature and I was pretending, you know, I was playing dumb. I'm like, oh, I don't go to church as much as I need to, blah, blah, blah. And he just says to me, he goes, have you ever lied? I said, well, yes. He said, have you ever stolen? I said, yeah, of course. He said, well, you're a liar and a thief. And unless you accept God into your life, if you die tonight, you'll go straight to hell, just like Hitler.
Whoa.
And I'm like, okay. I'm like, and then he's like, do you know why it's important to go to church? And then I'm listening for a bit. I'm like, okay. And then as we were walking off, I said, by the way, Hitler was a Christian. And he's like, no, he wasn't. And then my brother stopped to have a chat with him. And he said, my brother said, you know, the church has a lot to answer for.
Yeah.
And the guy just says, yes, they do. And they're not perfect, but Jesus Christ is. And then we just burst out laughing and walked on.
But to sort of go back on the point you were saying, can you confidently say that Hitler neither stole or lied?
He probably didn't lie because he was, I mean, when you say the things that
if you believe it, it's not a lie.
No, I'm saying, I mean,
he lied.
I'm talking lies of like, I want to kill all the Jews.
Yeah.
The things he was saying he was going to do yeah, yeah, he was going to do. Whether, you know, he was right and them having, you know, the horns and the talons remains to be seen.
Is that? Did he
say
that?
No, he never said that. That's just an old anti-Semitic thing.
Okay.
That my grandfather told me.
Grandpappy Hitler.
And then when me and my brother were on the bus, he just turns to me and he goes, there was just something really wrong with that guy. You know, like, he wasn't actually just preaching his faith. It's like, and there was. It's like the Westboro Baptist people. There's just something wrong with them. Like, they are crazy.
Yeah, if you're... Yeah, I think if you're in the modern day that adamant of pushing your, I don't want to call it crazy ideas, but...
Extreme ideas?
He sounds like a sort of very devout particular type of Christian, if that was his attitude. Oh, yeah, of course.
Not that all Christians. When I say he's a crazy Christian.
Yeah, I think you've got to be a little bit crazy to
and
do
I mean,
that.
That's his Saturday. He's standing around at Town Hall handing out his bullshit and...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he probably loves it. I'm sure. Like that's his, you know.
I think these kind of people love that. When they get the opposition, they're like, all those fucking people are going to hell. Like, I'm the only right one. And he probably goes home angry, but happy with himself.
Yeah. If you found out that you were a descendant of Hitler.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah. Go on.
And, like, is there, like, I guess you would want to keep it secret, of course, right?
Depends who my friends were. I mean, at the moment, probably.
But you would have, that'd be a big target on your back.
Yeah, I guess there'd be people, well, I did read that there were some descendants of his family, like his brother or someone related to him. Mm. There were, I think, 3 brothers in the US and they all had a pact, like, not to have kids, like, not to continue Hitler.
Yeah.
And then someone commented and said, well, isn't that kind of them agreeing with Hitler's idea about genetics and...
they like, want to be impure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, yeah, if I would tell, like, you would know if I had a Hitler lineage.
You'd tell me?
You would know by now, surely.
Yep. You wouldn't tell it on the podcast, though? We'd probably get some good listeners. We would get some
If I could take advantage of it and make money from it, I would, you know, I'd release a book of Mr. Hitler.
Yeah.
Because I'm not saying I want to kill the Jews and the Gypsies and the homosexuals. No. Well Gypsies maybe, but...
They would have had to have been relatives of Hitler that were like, oh, fuck, he's at it again. Like, this is not good for our family name, right? Yeah.
It'd be good if it was, like, in the today sense, where it's, like, on Facebook. Yeah. You see Hitler is checked in, you're like, what the fuck is he doing? Yeah. Like, Jenny, Adolf is at it again.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I would ever tell anyone.
Ever?
I don't think so. Why? What do you gain from it?
It's in a conversation point.
Meeting at parties.
I mean, because, I mean, there are things in families. There are families have characters who have gotten up to no good in the past, which people talk about.
Is there like, because I know there's certain, if you want to legally change your name to something, there's certain names you can't have. Is that right? You would
I
know.
I think there are rules.
If you've given you...
I did. I have changed my name from Jared Hitler.
Yeah. But you've gone to the name registry before or whatever, yeah, right?
Well, it was very easy because I was just giving myself a middle name. I think...
But did you read anything about like, oh, you can't, like your name can't be Fuck?
No, you had to talk to someone specifically and they're like, oh, why are you changing it to this?
Yeah.
I think if you turn up with a shaved head and like a swastika tattooed on your shoulder, you...
But wait, I think regardless of what you looked like, if you wanted to legally change your name to Hitler, you're probably up to no good.
Yeah.
You're trying to get a reaction. Like,
yeah.
No, there's no need for it, right?
I personally, and I'm not just saying this in regards to Hitler, I don't think there should be too many rules about names.
What if you wanted to spell it H double E? T L A H,
Hitler.
So you would be Jared Hitler.
I think that would be okay. They'd probably ask why you were changing it to that. I'd just lie like I did when I changed my middle name and say it was because it was a part of both sides of my family, my mum and my dad's side.
What do you mean?
Well, because for anyone who doesn't know, I changed my middle name to just the letter J. And I just said that it was referencing J names on both my mum and my dad's side, and I didn't want to...
Is there a legitimate answer where you could just go, I like the sound of it?
I probably could have, because that's the real reason.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think when they question you, it's kind of like if you change your name for a bank account reason or to avoid...
You're in hiding or something.
Yeah, you're trying to scam someone.
Yeah. What if you're, Yeah, maybe you could do that if you're like, oh, look, I want to change my name. There's someone in my past who I don't want to be able to find me anymore. I want to change my name to my mother's maiden name.
Yeah.
Hitler.
Yeah. Adele. Adele F. Hitler.
Yeah. Do you reckon they let you do it?
Probably. I did not.
Change your mind quickly.
No, I was trying to, I interrupted myself before I could say not.
Yep.
Because I do know of someone in Sydney who only has the one name, like Cher. Well, no, not like Cher. Like, they legally only have one name.
Okay, who are they?
They're an activist, and they also are legally Australia. You may have heard the story in the past month or so. They're legally recognised as being neither male nor female on their passport.
No, I didn't know about this.
This is a Sydney activist who I'm Facebook friends with, but we've never met. And yeah, they're officially known as one name and are legally on their passport. They're not M or F, they're an X.
Okay. So, what's their name? Can you say?
I don't want to name drop because I don't want them to...
Haven't said anything bad about it.
No, but I don't want... Because, you know, they're an activist and stuff. I don't want them to have an issue with being spoken
about.
But
what I'm trying to get at is...
It's a normal name.
Does it sound male or female?
It sounds... asexual.
Okay.
But it was also not their birth name.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. So that's a thing now, like on documents.
Yeah. You can be neither. Or the X can stand for like indeterminate, non-specific or both sort of.
Can you?
Intersex.
Like this is just out of complete lack of knowledge in my everyday life of experiencing various people, but what's the...
The way, the gender pronouns?
No, like what's the... Yeah, okay, let's start with that.
Like how do you refer to them?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I wondered this myself, and on the day when they got their actual legal recognition with the High Court, they were on all the talk shows and, like, all the news shows and asked what pronouns they prefer. And they prefer either the general they, or she. So...
Oh, okay. Or she.
Yeah. But when there are some gender-neutral pronouns, like Z and here instead of he or her, which they use if they're talking at, like, a function or something with, like, younger people, and... H-I-R.
Here.
Instead of he or her. I think it's pronounced here.
Sounds like you're saying here with an American accent.
Here. Or here. Here. Like here is going to the shop.
Okay.
And Z is coming with me.
Do they have a... And you don't have to answer in the specific, in this specific person's case, but do they have a sexual preference?
I am not sure. I'm not sure.
Okay. But they're not asexual.
No, not at all. They are sexual.
Do they have, which set of genitalia do they have?
They were born male, as we'd say, like they were, and then believe they were transgender, and then transitioned to female anatomy. And I believe this is how I remember it from what I heard. And then they stopped taking their hormones and whatever, and. The reason they were able to be recognized as neither male nor female is because they had neither, you know, testicles or ovaries, and stopped taking their hormones. So they had, physically, they had no male or female reproductive organs.
Gotcha.
Excuse me. And hormonally, it was in the middle also. Okay. Or not one way or the other.
That's good. That's enlightening. Because I genuinely I didn't understand what... I don't think I'd ever heard of that before.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go, listeners. Bit of education for you all.
Yeah. Learn something once in a while. Don't let us have to tell you everything.
Yeah. Took us, 6 months. You've probably been waiting for this sort of gold. but that probably is it for about this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll...
We'll take another 6 months to digest all that.
Yeah, we'll let that settle with you. Look... We're going to try to release episodes more frequently. Can't give you a bigger promise than that, I guess.
We're going
to
try.
It's not a promise, because promises... I don't want to break a promise to you, but we're going to try to do more episodes. We're not Tony Abbott. Yeah.
He may not even be Prime Minister by the time you hear this. Who knows what's going to happen?
He will.
We'll put this episode in the can for a year or two.
Okay. For another, whenever the next election is. So that's another episode. You can hit us up on our Facebook, which has been lying dormant for a while. But kick that...
We'll dust it off.
Yeah, dust it off. Or, I don't know. You've heard the other episodes. If you're up at this point, you know how to get to us. That's it for this week. I'm Brian.
I'm Jared.
Catch you later.
Brian and Jarrett. Brian and Jarrett.